This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Much of the nation is wrestling with snow. Parts of the West will see lingering snow and cold temperatures through Tuesday. And the National Weather Service says the central part of the nation will see a big storm and widespread weather hazards. A Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, killing many Americans, is in U.S. custody.
The Pan Am bombing killed 270 people, including 190 Americans, among them Stephanie Bernstein's husband.
I was really skeptical that we would ever see this day come.
The arrest of Abu Aguila Muhammad Massoud is a milestone in the decades-old investigation. He was charged 2 years ago while in Libyan custody.
Our government, the Department of Justice, has always said to us, we are committed to following the evidence wherever it leads. And I think what today shows is that that was not an empty promise.
He's the third Libyan intelligence official charged in the U.S., but would be the first to appear in an American courtroom for prosecution. I'm Julie Walker.
COVID and its effects are sending more people to hospitals again. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Coronavirus-related hospital admissions are up more than 30% in the United States in the past 2 weeks. And the Centers for Disease Control reports much of that increase is driven by older people and those with existing health problems. The agency says less than half of nursing home residents are up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations. Only about a quarter among the staff. And doctors are reluctant to prescribe Paxlovid for elderly patients.
NASA's Orion capsule returned from the moon Sunday, parachuting into the Pacific off Mexico, ending a test flight. Gas is down to $3.26 a gallon this morning, down 14 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $3.32 a gallon. This is AP News. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is still on top at the box office.
You can come to Wakanda. Conscious or unconscious?
The major movie studios did not put out anything new this weekend, which allows Black Panther Wakanda Forever to be the biggest draw for film audiences for a fifth week in a row. It earned another $11.1 million, according to industry figures. The reason for the quiet weekend is because the Avatar sequel will come out this coming week. Violent Night was this weekend's second biggest draw, followed by Strange World. The Menu was number four, and Devotion took fifth place. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The oldest known pair of jeans in the world has sold at auction in Reno, Nevada for $114,000. They were pulled from an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina. The auction company describes them as white, heavy-duty miner's pants with a five-button fly. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.